keeping you up to date with all the latest SEO and web development news. With a little flavour added in.
Well, now let's have a little dance.
Detroit style. The Trademark Productions weekly podcast radio show coming live from Detroit.
Well, actually, Royal Oak. No one really lives in Detroit anymore.
Well, Trademark Productions, SEO, podcast, social media, Google everything radio show, live from the studios here in Detroit, Michigan. Actually, Royal Oak, because nobody really gives a shit about Detroit.
Except me, man.
Except you, because you live there, and you pray that electricity works every day.
It does work every
day. God forbid a flood comes through here, like hitting New York City.
Oh, my God.
So I have to first apologize and give props to all the people over there in San Francisco. San Francisco for their big Giants for sweeping the shit out of the Detroit Tigers. I talked to a couple friends and all of us agreed. We were very much looking forward to doing absolutely nothing this weekend and catching up on just family time and chores and sleep. And we get an extra hour of sleep this weekend too.
We do.
Which gives you an extra hour to look up all the latest and greatest things that are happening in internet search, which there's quite a few. There's quite a cool things. A couple things I want to cover, Mike. I know you got some hot topics.
Fine.
But I was blown away. Two different stats that I read this week was only 5% of search advertisers are actually following mobile best practices. And I think part of that is budgets need to be spent. That's a lot of agency money. And they're not applying. This is getting back into no matter what medium changes to how people are looking at stuff or how people are advertising it. It's all going about is where is it showing up in search? Then how is the user intent? Where is it going to on a site? Is that site capable of displaying correctly in a responsive design on whatever device there it is that they're utilizing? And now is there conversion factors that are coming into play? So usability. So advertisers can place media, but they may not know how to actually modify a website or create a landing page or do A and B testing and all those great components. So I think that's where you're finding an issue with only 5% of search advertisers are actually following mobile best practices.
Do you think that's because mobile seems to be changing so fast all the time?
It's growing like a mofo.
I mean it's...
Everybody's got 17G, and everybody's, you know.
Well, and 6 months ago, you barely were hearing about responsive design. And
yeah,
now
it was all mobile design.
Yeah, it was exactly. And now it's all about responsive design. And if you look at websites like Read Write Web, which I can never really pronounce, they've now rebranded themselves to Read Write and redesigned their site completely to be mobile first. And it's responsive design, and it's perfect. The Next Web did the exact same thing.
Very smart.
And I'm surprised more people aren't doing it, to be honest.
Well, the other thing was, I was also heard that more than 50% of all searches that go to Yelp are from a mobile device.
That makes sense.
Total sense. So that shows you exactly where things are going. And if you don't believe it, you better take note. And I would also take a high note of, well, you know, looking into January or right around Christmas time, there'll be tons of talk about the amount of new tablets that are coming out. Google has three tablets.
Mm-hmm.
We have the iPad mini. Samsung, everybody, Google's got a Chromebook, the Galaxy 10. You have all of these mobile devices. I mean, there's, I think, Galaxy even had one cell phone that's been out for about a year, but it's pretty big. It's almost like a mini iPad.
Yeah, it's the...
It's huge, though.
It's about 5.5 inches.
Yeah,
it's
huge.
Called the Note.
The big...
Galaxy Note is what it's called,
Galaxy Note, yeah. So, I mean, talk about a user experience and something like that, which is pretty cool. But you really got to start to think about how am I engaging people when they're utilizing their mobile device to come to my site via a mobile product or a browser, because that's going to be pretty huge nowadays. Let's see what other good stuff. I know that. Who was it? Who was it? Was it VeriSign? No.
Just read something about them recently.
No. Someone's bitching at Google because of all their updates, and they're seeing a huge decline in domain name registrations.
It was VeriSign.
Was it VeriSign?
Yeah. They saw just a whole bunch of stuff just tanked with them since Google's update, our most recent updates. I don't remember exactly what it was. I didn't read too deeply into it, but I saw the headline in the slug.
Yeah. So, carry on with what you were going to... well, poke into.
I stumbled across, thanks to Jeff, our grumpy developer out there. He sent me an article from the Dangerous Minds blog about promoted Facebook posts, or Facebook promoted posts, excuse me, and which was Facebook introduced those in May, and what they did is they allowed...
What is a Facebook promoted post?
Promoted post is when you pay Facebook to reach more people with your post.
Oh. So, now, why would you have to do that?
Well, and that's...
Has Facebook made some changes as of recent, maybe in the past 6-9 months, that would not allow all of the update? If someone fans your business page or liked your page, and then in old times... Long, long time ago, way back when.
In 2011.
Now any types of updates to that company would do would show up in your timeline.
Exactly.
So what happened to have changed?
Facebook, what you can actually track it in Facebook Insights. Most people...
Which is their analytics program.
Yes, their analytics. Most brand pages saw a dip in their reach at about May last year. And what people are suspecting, it hasn't been confirmed, is that Facebook has tightened the spigot of reach. So when I like a page, I actively want to know what they're giving me. I want to have that stuff in my newsfeed. I want to see that all the time. But now that's not guaranteed anymore. So brand pages are now having to pay for the reach that they were getting for free 8 months ago.
Crazy stuff. So that may have a small... And I could be highly speculating here, but that just may have a small hint of them trying to increase revenue projections.
Yes.
Oh,
it could be. And it happened right around the IPO.
That's a rumor.
So, yes.
That's a small rumor.
Well, and I did some number crunchings with one of our clients who has the highest Facebook following. And in order to get that full reach that we were getting, 6-8 months ago for free. It would be $75 per post, which would add up to about $225 to $300 a day, which is around $1,100 a week. And that goes up to $4,800 a month and $58,000 a year to reach everyone who wants to see your stuff. Which is why when you have a page that has 1,800 followers and or 1,800 fans and they send something out, it only hits 200 people. Because Facebook wants you to pay for what you were already getting before.
So what's been the fallback on that? What are users saying? What are advertisers saying?
Users haven't really noticed, I don't think, because Facebook is a relatively passive social network. But it's Dangerous Minds pointed this out, and it hasn't really been picked up by anybody. He actually did an experiment where the writer of that blog post paid the $2,000 it would have cost him to have it reach full reach.
Oh, shit.
Because they have 58,000 fans or something like that.
Sure.
And which also, it goes up. The more fans you have, the higher the cost, by the way. He paid for full reach, and Facebook let it sit there in pending for 3 days and never approved it.
That was probably pretty smart.
So, and it's because he was calling Facebook out on what they were doing. That's at least what people are suspecting. And it's just, it makes Facebook a lot harder to use as a company and as a brand, because if people want to see your message, they want to see it in their newsfeed. They don't, I personally don't want to log on and then go to a page, someone else's timeline.
Well, I'm browsing. I'm being social.
Exactly.
I'm walking around looking for stuff. I'm not trying to... be a pain in the ass or, make things really super difficult.
The news feed's like window shopping in a mall. You're just walking around and if you see something you like,
it's a good metaphor.
You go and you go click on it and you go to the link, which is like going into the store. But now you can't window shop on Facebook like you could 8 months ago. And I mean, as someone who, uses Facebook for other companies, it's frustrating because I get why Facebook's doing it. They want to make more money, and they're a publicly traded company now. But what about what happened to caring about the users and the brands? And if Google is smart, they will jump on this and say, "Hey, we won't ever spigot your reach, and you'll reach everyone for free all the time. We'll never charge you to reach your own fans." And I don't understand why they haven't done that yet because they, I feel like that push could get people more, especially more brands onto Google Plus, because even though Google Plus is slowly growing, it's still not where it should be or where brands should be on there.
I seen an interesting post the other day. It was actually a Summy car that somebody made up.
But I saw that.
If you want to visit a real graveyard, log back into your Google Plus account today.
And it's interesting because I was on mine the other day and it's all, I mean, I follow a lot of news sources and a lot of tech blogs and stuff like that, but it's
all marketers.
Exactly. It's not people. It's all brands.
It's broadcasters.
Yeah.
And so that reinforces the fact that you're really not getting, you're not going to get much out of it.
No, I mean, and it's sad,
but
because
they want you to use it.
Yes.
So I would think that the whole entire push of the new tablets and the new $250 laptop that they have, the Chromebook,
yes,
over the holiday season, you're going to see a large insurgence of Google Plus accounts that are going to be just jamming up. I think we're going to see some real adoption after the first, even Q1.
I hope so, because, I mean, and honestly, in my opinion, it's the cleanest looking social network. It's the best functioning.
It's pretty easy to use, too.
Yeah, it is. It's everything about it is easy, and I like that.
Everything's right there.
Yep. You can
email,
share things.
Your docs, and the Hangouts are really cool.
Yeah, the Hangouts are great.
You can really do a lot of good great work with Hangouts, especially with collaboration. You can have up to how many users in a Hangout? I want to say it was 15.
12 or 15? Somewhere around there. But you can have multiple Hangouts going on at the same time, too,
yeah,
like between other people. So
that's really cool. So if you were ever into like live chat porn, pay for it. You just need to find the girl and pair on the side and just get a Hangout, and you can do it all for free.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
If you were into that thing.
Yeah, it's just, I really wish more people used Google Plus, because every couple of months I'm like, man, I'm going to get back on that train. And, you know, I go crazy for about a week and a half and then I stop posting because no one's there. But I can go post something really goofy.
Well,
on
it's
Facebook.
A signal now. It's a signal that means something to search and to,
yes,
to Google's algorithm for ranking. So we just got to play with it.
Yep.
All right, so next week we're going to have some very interesting topic to go over. Plan for about a good half an hour to kind of head up some really great tips going into holiday season and things to think about walking into the new year. So, Mike, anything else?
Just post good shit on Facebook and hopefully it'll work.
There you go. Post good shit. See ya.
Thank you for listening to Trademark Productions' weekly podcast radio show. Remember to submit your questions online at tmprod.com and subscribe to our newsletter and on iTunes. No copying of this can be reproduced without permission. Terms apply. Copyright TM Productions 2011. All rights reserved.